and we made Kiddush for Shabbat lunch. If I ask you which Kiddush has more halachic weight, what's the answer? Friday night? Okay, we tend to say the Friday night Kiddush is a mitzvah min haTorah, and the Shabbos morning Kiddush is rabbinic. Okay, how is this manifest in the text of Kiddush, that the Friday night one is weightier? Oh, very good. If you just look at the bracha we make, the Shabbos morning kind of lacks a little bit of oomph. How many bracha do you make Shabbos morning? Just one, just Brei Pir Gafen, which really make every time you have a cup of wine. Where Friday night, you have both Brei Pir Gafen plus Mekadesh Shabbat. Okay, so when we're talking about Kiddush for the purpose of our sugya, let's kind of downplay the Kiddush Shabbos morning, which isn't the weighty halacha Kiddush, and we'll talk about the Friday night Kiddush. Okay, great. So let's go to the Gemara Pesachim. Here we go. If I didn't say Kiddush Friday night, could I do it for the rest of Shabbat? Now, some of you might have been confused if you get caught up with the Shabbos morning Kiddush. But ignore the Shabbos morning Kiddush. What's the real question? Can I make the Friday night Kiddush Shabbat day? Right, so this could come up today. What if, let's see, who's a great sleeper? Who's a good sleeper this year? Uri Lorcas? Uri, can we go with you? Okay, Uri's a very serious guy, this wouldn't happen. But let's say Uri stays up all night Thursday night finishing a college paper. He's exhausted. He only goes to sleep Friday afternoon at 2. Next thing you know, he wakes up, it's Shabbos morning. He missed all of Friday night. Right, so what do we want to know now? When he gets up and he makes Kiddush, can he now make? Maybe he can make the Friday night Kiddush, right? That mitzvah's still lurking. He didn't say the real Kiddush with Mekadesh Shabbat. Maybe he can make that Kiddush in the morning. That's the question. Okay, so what does the Gemara say? Amalei medamrei b'nei Reb Chiya, mi shelo hivdil b'motzei Shabbat, ma'avdil v'oleh kol ha-Shabbat kula. Okay, you want to make an analogy. We already discussed Havdalah. You could also miss Havdalah on a Saturday night. And apparently, what could you do? You could still say Havdalah. What does kol ha-Shabbat kula sound like?
All week.
Okay, we'll tone it down shortly, but it sounds like you say Havdalah all week. Hachanami mi shelo kideish b'rev Shabbat mekadesh v'oleh kol yom kula. So it's also interesting, the Gemara seems to indicate there's an analogy between Havdalah and Kiddush. They should work the same way. Just like there's an extended period for Havdalah, there's an extended period for Kiddush. Okay, so what's the Gemara's conclusion? You could, in fact, say the Friday night Kiddush all of Shabbat. So in that case, when Uri got up, he would make the Friday night Kiddush. Okay, I'm good so far? Okay, great. One last thing. I came with a great trivia question this year. I never thought of before. Okay, normally, Friday night, we have 2 brachot. And Shabbos day, we have 1. Here's my trivia question. Okay? Yossi Brandt, it's going to be on the final. Get this down. Okay? Can you think of a case where Friday night you'd only make 1 bracha, and a case where Shabbos morning you'd make 2? So everyone should be able to answer half the question at this point. When Shabbos morning would you make 2 brachot? Because you forgot Friday night. If you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you make Friday night Kiddush. Shabbos day, very good. Here's the hard one, though. Is there any case where you'd only make 1 bracha on Friday night? That's very hard, actually. Okay, Jacob Glass, what do you think? Like what? No, it's true, there are the idea of making Kiddush and other things, but those other things also require a bracha. Yeah, what do you say, Yossi? Oh, that's clever. It's not true, but it's clever. Yeah. Yom Kippur. That's not bad. That's not bad, Jacob Bracha. Not bad at all. Here's the case, guys. What if I started a meal just before Shabbos began? Okay, maybe I shouldn't, but I did. And I made a bracha on a cup of wine. What if I really like a good wine? So I make my Brei Pir Gafen just before Shabbos begins. Now Shabbos starts. And I want to take the meal I'm in the middle of and convert it into a Shabbos meal. How would I convert it into a Shabbos meal? By making Kiddush. But what would I no longer be able to do? I can't make Brei Pir Gafen because I just made it. Right. So that's the case where I'd only make 1 bracha Friday night, but it's an unusual case. Dan Shapiro.
Can you just leave the room and make the bracha?
I'm sorry?
Can you just leave the room and make the bracha?
I think leaving the room is not so obvious that it accomplishes that. It's just a game, right? If I'm really in the middle of the meal.
I'm saying, like, if you take your drink out and make your new
bracha, we'd have to work it when you make a new bracha. We'll discuss that another time. Okay, we're good? Great. Let's keep going here, guys. Okay, so this is a very important Rishon known as the Meiri. Okay, the Meiri was in southern France in Provence. He wrote a commentary on Gemara. So he deals with this Gemara. Let's see what the Meiri says. Mishlo kidesh berev shabbat v'kidesh v'lech kolim kulo. So apparently there's a limitation. What does our Friday night Kiddush consist of? A paragraph called Vayechulu and 2 brachot. What would happen if I say that Friday night Kiddush Shabbos morning, apparently? What would happen?
Drop the
I dropped the Vayechulu. Some of Vayechulu is only appropriate for Shabbos' entry. So I dropped my chulut, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't be yotzei kiddush, right? Kiddush is really the brachot. So I'd still say break up in Mekadesh Shabbat. Okay, terrific. Next, the yesh poskim af b'havdala shelo lahavdil el kol yom kulo. Ah, now things got interesting. The first mar seemed to indicate, till when can you say havdala? Source one, what did it indicate?
All week.
What does the Meiri say? Maybe it's really just all day. Maybe the real argument is just Sunday. I cannot go till Tuesday or till the end of the week, only till Sunday. Why? Okay, now he's going to do two interesting things if you read this Meiri carefully. Okay, let's go backwards. What's the svara to say you have one day to do Havdalah? What's the svara? Let's get a good svara, guys. What's the svara? Why would you have all Sunday? It's the
same day.
It's the same day. Good, very good, JJ. Okay, JJ is the underrated Hebraist of the year. Okay, I just like to point that out. Okay, Ayom Holy. What's Ayom Holy Chachar Alayla? Wait, JJ, it's always tricky. Like, how long do you remain the underrated Hebraist? Like, at some point, you're not underrated anymore. You always have to say, for example, how can you be the most underrated player for 6 years in a row? It just can't be. Okay. So here we go. So what's Ayom Holy Chachar Alayla? We know in Judaism, the calendar date shifts at night, and then the whole day is the same calendar date. So maybe when can you still say Havdalah? When it's still the same calendar day. So that's the good svar for one day. Okay? It's the same calendar day, you can say Havdalah. But he snuck something else in there. This is for all the lamdanim in the room. He says, Lo mishum tashlumin hum avdil, el mishum tekol yom azmane. What distinction is he making there? That's a very interesting distinction. Excellent. Who said that? Very good idea. Okay, let's say I say I have an extended period of time. There's always two ways conception to think of that. What is two ways to think of that? Either it's a makeup day, right? It's a compensation. Really, I'm supposed to do it Saturday night, but I got the makeup day. What's the other way to think of it? The entire time is the time. I'll give you a simple example, guys. Let's say I daven mincha. Let's say this year I missed mincha and yeshiva today at 1. I daven mincha at 4. Is 4 like tashlumin for 1? No, what's 4? It's still the time period. A mincha, there could be an extended time period. So anytime there's an extension, you could ask a fundamental question. Is it that there's a real time to do it, but I get a makeup date? Or is it really just that this is all the time period for the obligation? How does the Meiri phrase it here, in terms of the one day svara? What do you want to claim? It is not tashlumin, rather, it's the time period. Okay, I'll give you guys a good piece of advice for college. Okay, this is the best piece of advice ever. Okay, just for college. Okay, when you sign up for courses in college, guys, never look at the subject of the course. Just pick the instructor. But it's much more important who's teaching it than what the subject is. Right? A lousy instructor will ruin your favorite topic, and a great instructor will make a topic you're not really interested in worth listening to. Okay, I mean, I realize I'm exaggerating somewhat. But. So I had a great English professor in college, and you know, while he was a small university, so I just took him every semester. I took him 6 times in a row. Okay, and he used to give us, he had a due date and a grace period. Like you'd say, like, the paper's due on Monday, but you have a grace period till Wednesday. And they used to always wonder, like, well, why do that? Just tell me that the due date is Wednesday. But somehow you go, no, it makes a difference, right? If you say the due date is Monday and there's a grace period till Wednesday, it somehow works out better. So in some ways, it's the same chakir here, right? If you say it's all one thing, I could do the paper till Wednesday. Or no, the real paper is due Monday. It's just that there could be this tashlumen, as it were, till Wednesday. Okay? Great. I'll tell you more about him some other time. He's a really very interesting fellow. Okay, so let's go to next source. Okay, let's go to Pesachim. Now, we saw so far two options, right? Either you have all week or one day. Now, it turns out all week is going to be toned down. Let's look at Pesachim, this third source. Amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya, mishulo hevdil b'motzei Shabbat, ma'avdil b'olech b'kol Shabbat kula. I got all week. V'ad kama, amri b'zeira ad revi b'shabbos. So all week, somehow, it's not really all week. What does all week really mean? Till Wednesday. What's the logic, guys? David Lipschitz?
By Wednesday, you're already getting
ready. Excellent. What if I'm really in a Hasidic space? What if I'm Simon Kaufman, and my whole life is seen in relation to Shabbat? At any moment, my question is, where is Shabbat? Where is Shabbat? So if I thought about life that way, what would happen? Every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, what would I be thinking? I'm in the post-Shabbat period, right? That's the closest Shabbat on the axis, right? So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're in the post-Shabbat period. Once Tuesday night kicks in, all of a sudden, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm in the pre-Shabbat period, right? So you could orient your whole life that way. If you orient your whole life that way, lo and behold, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is still connected to the previous Shabbat. So that's why you'd have 3 days, and the deep, this is the halacha, this is what we paskin. You could say Havdalah until Tuesday afternoon. Once Tuesday night kicks in, no one could say Havdalah. And the Gemara gives an analogy to Gittin. Just point out, it's not really about get per se. It's just that in a get, you might say, this is a divorce on condition that you do something after Shabbat, and we need to determine how do we read those words after Shabbat. After Shabbat is, again, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Okay, what do we have so far, guys? Machlok and how long get say Havdalah with a svar for each one. One position says you have 1 day to say Havdalah. What's the svar there? To say you have 1 day? Hayom Olech Akar Laila. It's the same calendar day. Okay, you've got another svar to say you got 3 days based on. What's the svar there? 3 days is still the post Shabbat period. Okay, all good so far? And Kiddush, we seem to Baskin, you've got the totality of Shabbat. Okay, great. Now, let's get to some machlokas. Okay? We're good. Okay, Justin Sohn, you're good? You'll go out of it, you're right? Okay, Justin Sohn is going to Renan on the Shabbos to support his Chavruta. Okay, very, very exciting. Okay. Okay, excellent. Okay, here we go. Source 5. I'm not even telling you where his Chavruta is going for Shabbos. Okay. Source 5. Mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah L'Kadosh Yom HaShabbat B'Dvarim. Okay, there's a biblical mitzvah to say Kiddush. Shenem HaZakrat Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho. Kol Mezachreyu Zechirat Shabbat V'Kiddush. Okay, now the Rambam makes a few interesting moves here. Here's his first move. V'tzarech lezachreyu b'knisato v'tziyato. What did the Rambam just do, guys? This mitzvah to mention Shabbat, to highlight it. What did he say? Where does it play out? In its entry and its exit. So the Rambam did a move that's not obvious. It seems like for the Rambam, Kiddush and Havdalah are linked. They're not two separate concepts. They're one concept. This could have tremendous ramifications. It's not my topic right now. But here's a good example. Okay, women and Havdalah might be a ramification. Okay, if you make the Rambam's move, what should you conclude about women and Havdalah? They should be Chayav. Why? Because we all agree that women are Chayav and Kiddush. Right? That's universal agreement. It's an explicit Gemara. So it means, oh, if women are Chayav and Kiddush and Havdalah are one unit, so then women are obviously Chayav and Havdalah. Okay, so that could be some ramifications of this Rambam. Okay, we'll see other ramifications in a minute. Now let's go to Halacha Dalet. Ikra Kiddush Balayla, the main Kiddush is at night. Imlo Kiddush Balayla, if you didn't say Kiddush at night, Ben B'Shogeg Ben B'Mezid, Mekadish V'Holech Kol Yom Kulo. You can make Kiddush all day. Okay, great. So you're not reading carefully. Okay, the Rambam just quoted the Gemara. But the Rambam did something else. What did he do that might not obvious at all? Very good. What did the Rambam say? It doesn't matter why I missed it. My case with Uri Lurkis before was he inadvertently missed it. He was just exhausted. But what if Uri was just in a anti-Kiddush mood that week? Okay, he's had it with Kiddush. So Friday night he says, I refuse to make Kiddush. Okay, then Shabbos morning, he has second thoughts. But he b'mezid chose not to make Kiddush. What does the Rambam say? He could still make it the next day. Who could tell me why that's a bit surprising? Simon. Excellent. So just to, I'm going to get to Simon's point in 1 second. Just to flesh out the machloka, David Lifshitz, hang on 1 second. Okay, go to source 6, the tour. V'katav Rabbi Amram, imlo kidesh b'layla, machmat shichacha, o ones, yikadesh l'machar. How does Rabbi Amram go and quote it, guys? When can you do kiddush the next day? Shichonis, what does he pointedly not say? But not if you are mazed. And he's explicit about it. So now I got a great machloka. Right? When can you do this Friday night Kiddush Shabbos morning? If you're Rambam, under all circumstances. Even if you b'mezid decided to ignore Kiddush Friday night. What is the tour quote from Rambam going? Only if you are Shogun. Very good. So now, what's the logic? So Simon Kaufman's absolutely right. Well, let's look at models we have in the Lachic system. Okay. David Chandoff. Okay. Can I make fun of you? Is that okay?
Sure.
Yeah? You sure? Did you sign the sheet?
Yes. Yeah.
You're going to go 3 days without your phone?
Yeah.
Way to go. Okay, here we go. What's the model we have for Tashlumen? Okay, what's the model we have for Tashlumen? That if you miss Mincha, you could say Marv twice. If you miss Shachris, you could say Mincha twice. But there, as Simon said, what is the norm there only when it was either ones or shogeg. If I decided I'm just not feeling mincha today, right? Gonna write the statement, right? I'm just not feeling it today, Rabbi. So I just put mincha, right? So what happens? Okay, I don't have a right to do tashlumin. So Simon has a great point. So it sounds like who's on stronger ground, guys? Rav Amram Gaon, quoted by the Torah, or the Rambam? Sounds like Rav Amram Gaon's, right? Right? If we go with the tashlumin model, so indeed it should be restricted to shogeg. So we have to explain why the Rambam think that even b'mezid I'm able to do it. David Lipschitz.
So maybe Rambam doesn't even need tashlumin because if he's saying that it's the whole day is
excellent. David Lipschitz is a lamdan. See, guys, he's not only good at Tanakh, he's good at lamdas also. Okay, what did the Miri say before? That there's another model. What's the other model? That the extended time is not a makeup date. The extended is the same chiyuv. So if that's true, obviously it wouldn't matter whether you're shogeg or mezid because you're still chayev. No, no one would say, oh, I decided not to daven mincha at 1, I can't daven mincha at 4. That's silly, because 4 is not a makeup date, right? 4 is just the same chiyuv. So maybe that exactly, so we have a good lamdish explanation. What's the machlokas Rambam and Rav Amram Gaon, quoted by the Torah? Rav Amram Gaon thinks this is a tashlumin model. The real chiyuv is only at night. Anything else is a makeup date. When do you get to do tashlumin? You only get to do tashlumin if you are shogeg. What does Rambam think? It's all the extended chiyuv. If it's all the extended chiyuv, we don't care whether you're shogeg or mezid. David Lipschitz, excellent. That is, once again, guys, that is the explanation of the Bach. You guys all saw that? It's exactly how the Bach explains the Machlokes. Okay. Just very briefly, the Bach is Rav Yoel Sirkis. If those of you who were in Krakow,
how do you spell that?
His last name? In Hebrew or English? Let's go with Hebrew, actually. Okay, Samach Yud Reish Kuf Samach. Okay, I don't know why his last name was Circus, I'm not sure. Okay, but I'm pretty sure if I call correctly, a lot of you guys have been to Poland already. I think he's buried in the Ramah Cemetery, right? Isn't the Bach there also? Anyone remember? I'm pretty sure the Bach's also there. Okay, now, yeah, JJ.
So, just to clarify, why can't you do Tashlumin if you mean?
Look, if you say, what's Tashlumin after? To say, suddenly Tashlumin's doing you a favor. Right, what's it saying? Oh, we'll give you a makeup date even though you missed your first. So maybe, who does it, most systems would be like this, right? When is the system more likely to do someone a favor? When they accidentally, or even some negligence was involved, but not, you know, a decision not to do the right thing, not to meet your responsibility. But if you concretely simply decided not to meet your responsibility, we have less incentive to do you a favor. That's the way I would think about it. Right, you get it might be like that in school also. When do you get a makeup date for your final? If you have a semi-reasonable excuse. But if you simply say, teacher, I just was not interested in studying, maybe at that point you don't get a makeup date. Yeah, John.
Then why was your owner eating your brother during the day? Because it's still the same, the next day is still the same day.
Okay, John, for a totally different reason. Okay, that's very good, John. John is thinking, when you miss Sphere to Omer at night, what do they tell you the next day? They tell you to count without a bracha. So John's thinking that's because you're in Tashlumin territory. But actually, it's not because you're in Tashlumin territory. I don't know why you count without a bracha. Simon? Because there's a machloket if the daytime is part of the chiyuv. In one opinion, says it is, one opinion says it isn't. So we say, do the mitzvah, but safek brachot, lakel. So there, it's not about Tashlumin. Tashlumin is not the model. Okay? Yeah, Jacob.
Is there any opinion that connects to one that says you can eat Tehillah only until Sunday night, one that says Wednesday night? That's like the Odeis you can do until Sunday night.
Excellent. Okay, guys, that's great. We have a lot of lamdanim here. Jacob said something brilliant. Jacob wanted to say, maybe both models are true. Meaning, I've got the one-day model and the three-day model. How does it work? The one-day model I view as extended Zman Chiyuv, and the three-day model I view as Tashlumin. But if Jacob's right, you can have a very interesting afternoon. What would that mean? If I bemazed it, didn't say Havdalah Saturday night, I could still say Havdalah Sunday, but not Tuesday. But if I beshogeg didn't say Havdalah Saturday night, then it'd have through Tuesday. That's very clever, Jacob. Very clever. Yeah, Andrew.
Do you say that the Tuesday night opinion?
We're going to explain it right now. We're now going to investigate all three. Okay, you got Jake class, that was very clever, interesting. So now we have three units to investigate, right? One of that unit is Kiddush all day. One unit is the first day for Havdalah. And the third unit is the three-day Havdalah. And Jacob's suggesting Havdalah might have two layers. Yeah.
How about Pesach Sheni? Meaning, what did that fit in terms of you're only allowed to do Pesach Sheni if you were...
Look, I think which model do you think is more likely for Pesach Sheni?
Passing.
No, but is Zam like Tashlumin or like extended Chiyuv?
What? No.
Doesn't Pesach Sheni seem pretty clear to be Tashlumin? It's not that, oh, really, it's the same Chiyuv. I could do it the first day, 15th of Nisan or the 15th of Iyar. Right, so seems like it's pretty clearly. No, you're supposed to do it in Nisan.
Right.
But Iyar's a makeup date if you had some serious problem. You were Tameh, you were too far away. Yeah, John.
Very positive when in Shabbat you're doing it. Between Kabbalah Shabbat and Suda Shlishi, are we supposed to like bring in Shabbat with Kiddush?
So Jonah says something very clever. We get to Jonah's in point in 1 second. What is Jonah basically saying? Maybe we should revisit even the Kiddush model. Meaning, so far the Meiri argued that what happens in Kiddush, it's an extended Chiyuv. Right? Wasn't that the Meiri's argument? Correct? And that would be the Rambam's argument also, if you could even do it when you are Meiri. Okay, but Jonah's questioning that, guys. Give me a good argument why I wouldn't think of Kiddush that way. Okay, so what's he basically saying? Is Kiddush just some text that's supposed to be recited anytime over the course of Shabbat? What's another way to think of Kiddush? It is not some text that's supposed to be said at any time over the course of Shabbat. What does Kiddush do? I would say it welcomes Shabbat. It kicks off Shabbat. It sets the tone for Shabbat. If I think of it that way, very good, Jonah, what would seem to emerge? It's harder to argue that Shabbos the afternoon is just the same Zman Chiyuv as Friday night. Like, it's hard to set the tone when two-thirds of Shabbos is over. So if I think, maybe that's also relevant, like how I think of Kiddush. Is Kiddush like a context setter, a tone setter, a welcomer? If I think of it that way, it's much harder to argue that the next day is the same Chiyuv. The next day would seem to be Tashlumin at that point. 1 second, Jonah, I'm going to take it one step further. Now, I want to ask a question, which I'm not sure what the answer is. When you read the Rambam in Source 5, did you get any impression one way or another about how he thinks of Kiddush? We hear Rambam Source 5. What did it sound like? Well, how did he define Kiddush? What did he say? Tzarech lizachreyu. V'knisato. Doesn't that sound like the Jonah point? Well, it's not like the Rambam's thinking. What is Kiddush and Avdallah as a package deal? Kiddush is meant to bring Shabbos in, and Havdalah is meant to escort Shabbos out. But if you make that argument, it's a little bit harder to say that for the Rambam, it's all extended. Did I confuse you guys? You guys all got that. Again, just one brief review, and I'll take more comments. Again, what do we have here? We thought, what's Pshat in Rambam versus the Tur? For the Rambam, it's all one Chiyah for Kiddush. So even if I'm mazed, I could do it the next day. For the Tur, it's a makeup. It's a compensation. It's Tashlumin. And therefore, I can only do it the next day when? It was Shogeg. That was a great explanation. I do think it's not so clear in Rambam that that works. Because Rambam says you do it b'knisato, b'tziyato. Knisato sounds very much like it's supposed to be in the beginning. It's not equally good. It's not the same chiyuv the next day. All right, who else had a hand up? There's some answers before. Uri.
Well, not exactly. You might be able to say that like knisato doesn't necessarily mean like the entrance of Shabbos.
Mm-hmm. The point you make Kiddush? Okay. Oh, look, the word knisa, I guess, literally would be entry, right?
But like, say if I wake up at 2 o'clock, my child
says... You say that's your entry, as it were.
Yeah, it'd still be like...
Okay, okay. Maybe it could be drawn that way. Yeah, Jacob? Right, right.
That's part of it. But even when you do Tashlumin for Tefillah, like, it talks about it, and Rachid only has to use that scar, Tefillah, but not scar.
Okay, good. We'll get back to that. Okay, Joe, I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
Yeah. It says, like, the beginning of Kiddush talks about Yom Shishi. But also, the actual bracha just says Mekadesh HaShabbat.
Okay, good. Because you're saying you kind of have evidence that could pull you in both directions there.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, any other comments? We're good? Okay, let's turn the page. Okay, let's see two interesting things here. All right, you know what? Let's do one more Nafka Mina, and then we'll see if we can differentiate in Kiddush and Avdallah. Okay? Charles, you doing well? How was Burger's Bar yesterday? It's good. I got a message in the middle of teaching in Midrash Limbam, and I got a message from Charles that he went to Burger's Bar. Okay? See, it's amazing what updates you get these days. Okay? Okay. You don't have to wait to read the news at home. It's just all immediate these days. Okay. Okay, let's go. So we're going to see another Nafka Mina between, right, Nafka Mina difference between the Tashlumin theory and the Nafshlumin theory. Let's look at source 10, guys. This is very famous. Where do you go in the Shabbos? You can speak to your local Talmud Chacham about this. He'll be impressed you know it. Okay, there's a fascinating halacha regarding mourning. That really, you're only an avel from the time of burial. Okay, what is, God forbid someone loses a close relative, what are they called between death and burial?
Oning.
Very good. Right, you guys know your stuff. What is unique about an one? One is actually exempt from mitzvot. It's a very interesting thing. The halacha says, you just lost a close relative, you're dealing with a burial, we'll give you an exemption from mitzvot. But wait, just don't get excited. Just mitzvot aseh, not lotos aseh. Okay? It doesn't mean you can steal. Okay? But you do get an exemption from, do get an exemption from mitzvot aseh. It's a unique pirish. Okay, here we go. Now look at the case that came up. Here we go. Amru shepam echad heiriz al onen, v'acha below havdala. Let's say, maybe some people, maybe it's good, the person passed away on Shabbos. Okay? Now it's Saturday night, so the re is an onen. So what did he do? Well, since he's an onen, he didn't make havdala. He just started eating Saturday night. That's legitimate. Amr lo talmidav, so the student said, v'navdil lefanecha. So here you go, guys. The students are always firmer than the rabbi, once again. So they see the rabbi eating. What did the student say to him? V'navdil lefanecha. We'll make havdala. Just listen to us. It's true, you're an onen. Just listen to our havdala. Amalem, Amin, Yushalmi, and Barcho, Eno Achram Amen. No, it says in Yushalmi that if you hear someone else make a bracha and you're an onen, you don't even say Amen. So you don't even function as a listener. Okay. Next. Ulamachra Tok, Shabam Mirakrod. So I guess the funeral was on Sunday. Amrulo, Lama Encho Sehavdala, Harmina Tam Avdil. Again, they're firmer than amazing. See, they're always checking on the rabbi. Say, hey, Reed, the funeral's over. Namely, you're no longer an onen. Why don't you make havdalah? Okay, veishimle ma'achar sheiti pater emesh peshat chiv havdalah m'sheiti onen gam ata pater ani. So, what was the Re's answer? No, but if I was exempt when the chiv kicked in, I'm still exempt. Everyone understand what just happened? Okay, so the Re said to his students, "Look, Saturday night came. I was an onen." An onen, someone who's luckily exempt from the world of mitzvah performance. It doesn't matter that after the burial, I'm no longer an onen. I don't have to make havdalah. Okay, that was the Re's position. Okay, let's keep going. Shekein matzino per kamet chagiga chiker biomishun and pas biomsheni kim shindukh biomishun shuvin chay biomsheni. He has an analogy. Vara Meir Zal de Nuremberg kata belchutz machotchelo. But let's go to a different risho. What did Rav Meir think? Mish yesh lo meit b'shabbat v'lo nikvad l'machar. Exact same case. The relative passed away on Saturday and the funeral is going to be Sunday. V'lo hivdil b'motzi Shabbat. Nirali shemutr lecho b'lo havdalah. Okay, so far it's on the same team, right? You're exempt, you're an onen. You could eat without havdalah. Wonderful. Darmin imperg mishameitu mishameitu mutol fanav patermi komet such a b'terah. V'armin alav yushami kalapatim devar sinik edir. Fine. Now comes the kicker. V'yom ha-macharat la'achar shenikbar meito. According to our mayor, exact same scenario, right? Funeral scheduled for Sunday afternoon. Now the funeral's over, it's 2:30 in the afternoon. Asur lechol ad sheyavdil. What do our mayor think? No, you can't eat till Havdalah. See, that's a pretty interesting debate, right? If you were an onen on Saturday night, what happens when the funeral's over on Sunday afternoon? The Re apparently thinks there's a total exemption. Your exemption is still in place. Our mayor thinks now that you're not an onen anymore, you need to make Havdalah. Okay, what's his argument? Dakaim or Ipsachim Tam Avdil. Verminami Mishulab to Motzi Shabbat, Mavdil Lechol Shabbat Kula. He says, look, we say you have 3 days to do it. Why shouldn't you do it after the funeral's over? Okay, guys, let's think conceptually for a second. What is the basis for this debate between the Re and Rameir? Why would someone take the Re's position? Why would someone take Rameir's position? Very good, who said that? Ari Portel, very good. Ari is also a future Lamban of Israel. Jordy, you should be proud of him. You know what? Dick, you went to Frisch, right? Frisch guy. Okay, Jordy is an honorary Frisch guy. He's decided to relinquish his Midwestern status and just hang out with the Frisch kids. Okay, he's planning on watching Shiria every night till 3 a.m. Okay. Okay. What? I checked him before, if I can make fun of him better. Okay. All right, David, I should have checked with you. I'm sorry, David. Okay, but here we go. So what do you have now? Okay, so you have a great explanation. If I think that the real chiyuv is only Saturday night, so what should emerge? Who should I hold like? If the real chiyuv is only Saturday night, I should hold like the Re. I mean, when the real chiyuv came in, I was exempt, so it's over, right? But if I think that it's an extended zman chiyuv, so I should hold like Rav Meir, right? What happens the second the funeral is over? I no longer have my exemption, and I'm still within the chiyuv period. Right, so now I'm chayav and havdalah. Once I'll take comments within, guys. But now I've got two great nafkamina. Right, what does it matter whether it's extended chiyav or makeup date? Nafkamina one, is it only shogeg or even mezid? Nafkamina two, what if someone was exempt at the original time but could become chayav later in the game? Right? So you might say that's also an aftermina between the two theories. Very good. Okay, Jacob Katz.
So if you don't say, you don't say Kiddush, are you still obligated to say Havdalah, right?
Yes, there it is. Yes. Even, oh, that's a good point. Even according to the Rambam, they could be fulfilled in isolation of each other. You're right, I shouldn't push the... That's a good point. Look, okay, you're saying something very interesting. Okay, this you could have a whole machshava talk about this, actually. We can move from lumdus to machshava. Okay, let's talk about this. That's actually very interesting what you just said. Okay, what do we normally say is the biggest difference between Kedushat Shabbat and Kedushat Yom Tov? In terms of how they're formed. Okay, Simon Kaufman.
Shabbos just happens and Yom Tov is
the past. Excellent. We tend to say Shabbos is just part of the fabric of the universe. Humanity does not bring it about. Whereas Kedusha Yom Tov, we do bring about. In what sense do we bring about Kedusha Yom Tov? Well, Yom Tov is a function of the calendar, and the calendar is in the hands of us, right? That's, in fact, just the extended explanation for how does the bracha end on Shabbat versus Yom Tov? On Shabbat, we say Mikadesh HaShabbat, and on Yom Tov, we say Mikadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Why would we sneak in Yisrael only on Yom Tov? Because Yisrael plays a greater role in Kedusha Yom Tov. Excellent. 1 second, okay, 1 second. Hey, easy there. The Durham dying, hang in there. Okay, so now, you could say that's a clear split, right? Shabbat is just a function of God, and Yom Tov is just a function of us. And which would solve your problem, don't you, right? The Kedusha Shabbat is not. But it is interesting, maybe there's some sense where humanity also, by making Kiddush, or by behaving a certain way, adds a layer of Kedusha to Shabbat. That's interesting. Yeah, Rav Tzadok talks about this at some point. Like, is this neat split? Shabbat is not created by us, and Yom Tov is? Or is there some sense that it's more complicated? That there's an element of Shabbat that we really do generate the Kedusha. So that's an interesting machshavah topic, but not for us right now. Okay, John, you want to say something else?
Yeah, I'm trying to formulate a question. I'm trying to... The Kiddush Yom Tov is part of the Kiddush during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for lunch. Can that serve as...
Well, in the average scenario, I already said Kiddush Friday night, right?
Right, but let's say you did.
So then, when you make Kiddush Shabbos morning, in your case,
right.
I'm actually not making the Shabbos day Kiddush. Right. I'm making the Friday night Kiddush.
Would you make another Kiddush afterwards? Oh,
that's an interesting question. Would you make the second Kiddush? I'm ignoring it for now. That is a good question. Okay, yeah, JJ.
So in the case of the burial on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
So let's say you go forward to the readings, if it's on Saturday night, so after Sunday is still the same day as Saturday night.
Right, so you'd have to say that the Miri's wrong. That even according to the one, and Jacob Lassman's wrong, that even according to the one day theory, it's still Tashlumin and not the same Chiyav. I understand, you could make a Chilak that the one day is the same Chiyav and the 3 day is Tashlumin. But this is assuming that even the one day is Tashlumin. Okay, Andrew.
Is it possible that Rabbi Yitzchak holds that Hakala is in
Look, in the Gemara, there are really only two opinions. One is that you have till Sunday, and one is you have 3 days. So everyone seems to think that it's not limited to Saturday night. But as we're saying now in terms of JJ, apparently rethinks, Saturday night's the real Chiyuv, and any extension is just makeup day. There's only Tashlum. Jacob?
If you say Friday night Kiddush on Saturday morning, would you then say Saturday morning Kiddush at
Sudash? That was John Seidel's question. That's a good question. All right, I have to look it up. I'm not sure what the answer is. That is a good question. Yeah. Did anyone ever see, by the way, make Kiddush in Sudash Lishi?
Yes.
How would you see that, Jacob?
I have a friend who's like from Portugal, or my family roots are from Portugal, and he told me in his family. I have a copy.
So there is a very obscure minhag actually to make a Kiddush in Sudash Lishi also. I mean, it's really rare, but it does exist. That's this topic for another time. Yeah. The Greek freak. Let's go.
Based on what the behold. So let's say you're to bury the body Mosei Shabbos, so when Mosei Shabbos kicks in, you are a punter from that chiyuv, because you're an owning of the time, and then you marry the
body. That's a great point. Okay, so David Zwick wants to say, he could think of a case where even according to the Ri, you might have to make Havdalah when you were an owning. What if you were an owning Saturday night, but, I mean, this only happens in Israel, by the way. You know, in America, they never do burials at night. But in Israel, you might actually be at a funeral at night one day. Okay, so let's say you do the burial on Saturday night. So now it's 9:30 Saturday night, and you're not an Onid anymore. So you're right, maybe even according to the Ri, you would make Havdalah at that point. Right? Is that what you're suggesting?
It's probably, you can go either way.
Or you're saying it's only one moment. It's the moment Shabbos ends.
I'm saying you can go either way.
Okay, very good. David Zwick, that's an excellent point. Okay, anybody else? John?
You
Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
By having the Torah, including
the Seder and the Torah, it's not doing Kashrut. Is it just like... Oh, not at all. It's just still, that's when Shabbos ends, and that's when you make Havdalah. But if you keep Shabbos going until 10 o'clock at night and make Havdalah, there's no reason to view it as Tashlumin. Yeah?
You mentioned that, like, you know, like, Shabbos kind of happens, like, you know, really...
Right.
Yeah, so, but then, in that case, why are you allowed to bring Shabbos early? And also, like, what's the limit?
Look, so you just said something very good. That could support Rav Tzadok. Yeah. That there is an element of Shabbos, which I am in control of. Yeah. Right? I could decide to make Shabbos an hour before Shabbos actually starts.
Also,
that's
like,
a good proof for that theory.
Also, like, the guidance is kind of limited. Like, obviously, like, if you want to, like, keep Shabbos going for, like, an hour after the period, yes, you, but, like,
okay. Okay, so I guess that's the limit.
Yeah.
By the way, just to point out, emphasize Yossi's point, even as much, Simon Kaufman, you okay with this?
Yeah.
The world of Gvura, the world of restraint, Simon. Yes. Even if you love Shabbos so much, there is a limit, apparently. You can't make all week Shabbos. Right, so we said, many people like in the summertime to accept Shabbos early, right, because Shabbos starts very late. They don't know what the... What the earliest time you could accept? Yeah, plag mincha. I mean, you can't decide at 9 o'clock Friday morning and get Shabbos. Apparently, that's too far ahead of Shabbos. From plag mincha on, you can be makabel Shabbos. So, Yossi, that bolsters your point. A, that we do have some control of Shabbos, but B, it's not unlimited. So, I guess on both ends, right, you could extend Shabbos, but within limitation. Okay? John?
So, if I were to skip Mar, just skip Abdullah. I'll say this, I'm pretty sure
that it's not really Shabbos to the same extent. I'll give you an example. Shabbos is over, you didn't say Abdullah, you did Amar. If you did Malacha at that point, I don't think we'd call you a Mechal Shabbos.
Okay,
it's true that it's us if you do Malacha, but you're not a Mechal Shabbos for doing so. So on some level, like, Shabbos ends just because Shabbos ends. Sextai over. What happened to the shades? You had the shades a second ago. Like, between the wine tree and the shades, I'm not sure if it is the sheer cloth or the beach, but go ahead. Go ahead, Zach. Zach is very relaxed. He's very relaxed during sheer cloth. Yeah, go ahead, Zach.
You did Shabbos till, like, 10 o'clock at night. After Shabbos, technically,
you mean like, oh, that's clever. I think the answer is no. That's such a good Zach Stabber question. I understand what Zach just asked. Let's say I didn't say Kiddush all of Shabbos, and I didn't make Havdalah yet. So maybe since I didn't make Havdalah yet, I'm still in the Shabbos mode, and I've never looked at it, but I'd imagine that the answer is no. That at that point, it's too late. Yeah, Uri. No, but don't forget, I'm exempt from Aseis and Alotaseis. Right?
Yeah.
So there's still an element of Shabbos for me. I mean, I wouldn't have to say Kiddush, but I can't do Malacha. Yeah?
To answer that, well, you wouldn't be able to drink, so you wouldn't be able to actually pop out. You wouldn't be actually.
Right, but you're coming up with like a technical argument. I'm arguing that essentially I think you couldn't make Kiddush anymore at that point.
Well,
like, it's not really Shabbos in the...
You wouldn't be able to do Yosef.
Okay. Jonah?
What? If you, like, forgot to say Malacha against Shabbat, the next day, Shachar, what Shachar do you daven?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, I'm debating, should I do this now? Okay, you guys want to really lumdish tangent?
Yeah.
Okay, if you figure this out, this will be great. Okay, here you go, guys. When you do Tashlumen for a missed tefillah, even though it's a Tashlumen, you can only daven the state that you're in now. So let's start with that. Namely, I forgot Mincha Friday afternoon. What do I do Friday night?
Two
Shabbos Avidas. Everything good so far? Okay. I forget Mincha Shabbos afternoon. Saturday night I do 2 week the Avidas. Okay, we're good so far? Okay. Let's follow that away. Next, let's go to Jonah's case. Very good. Okay. What if I, Saturday night, I missed everything? I missed both Havdalah and Marv. Okay. Saturday night I was asleep, right? I went to sleep Shabbos afternoon. Uri Lorcas goes to sleep Shabbos afternoon. He wakes up Sunday morning. Okay, now he's going to daven Shachris. What's he going to do? He's going to do two tefillot, right? Okay, which one is usually considered the main one? Which one is considered the makeup? So usually we say the first one is the main one, and the second one is the makeup. Okay, that's the way you're supposed to think about it. 1 second, Jacob Rockland. Okay, in which of the two should the fellow say Atachan and Tanu? The first or the second?
First.
Okay, very good. So Jonah Sobel is, he is Reb Chaim Soloveitchik today. Okay, so when most people ask this question, they say obviously the second one. If the way the system works is you're supposed to think of the first one as your main chiyuv, and the second one as the makeup, well then insert Atachan and Tanu into the makeup. Insert Atachan and Tanu into the second one. But Reb Chaim Soloveitchik had a really clever argument. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said, no, you're making a mistake. Because what are you thinking? That Atachan and Tanu is inherently a Marv addition. What's another way to think about it? Atachan and Tanu is not about Marv. What's it about? Whatever the first weekday Amidah that shows up is, well, if it's a weekday Amidah, you should be sit. You're trying to mark the move from Shabbos to the weekday. What happens in Jonah's very clever case? You have a weird situation where, so to speak, Shachris showed up before Marv. Right, since you missed it Saturday night, what are you doing the next day? First, you're fulfilling your Shachris obligation, then you're getting to Marv. But if it's the first weekday Amidah you're hitting, what belongs there? It's very clever, right? Again, most people think Atachan is inherently linked with Marv, so stick it in the second one. Chaim Soloveitchik says, no, you got it all wrong. Atachan is not inherently linked with Marv. It is linked with the first Chol Amidah that shows up. If the first Chol Amidah happens to be Shachris, so you insert it into Shachris. Okay, that was a very, very good point. Jacob Bachman, just realized one thing?
Yeah.
This is your fourth comment, okay? Okay, so if you want to make comment in 10 minutes, hold off on this one. Okay.
Wouldn't you then if I was to say Havdalah on Sunday morning before Shachrit, do I have to then say Atachan
Tanu? It could be you wouldn't have to do it at that point. I purposely made the case. Jonah's case only works when I missed Havdalah also. Okay, you're right. If I said Havdalah, it might change
everything. In London, where it's long.
Yeah, you're totally right. You don't need to bring it to London, but you're totally right. Okay, everyone good? We're good so far? Okay, we have two things left to do and we'll wrap it up here, guys. Here are the two things. One is there a svara to differentiate Kiddush and Havdalah? And what happens on Motzi Yom Tov? Let's go with Motzi Yom Tov first, okay? What do you guys think? Based on all the svaras you've said so far, okay, it's very interesting because the Gemara never raises this question, but it's a very interesting question. Wait, what if we also say Havdalah after Yom Tov ends? So let's say it's Motzi Pesach or Motzi Sukkot, and I forgot Havdalah. Anyone want to make a suggestion? What seems logical? How much time should I have? Well, you could say the one-day svara. Does the one-day svara apply well?
No. Not Yom Tov anyway. It's in our hands.
I actually think the Yom Tov svara applies just as well as the Shabbos, right? I mean, what's the idea of Shabbos? You're supposed to say it's Saturday night, but since all of Sunday is the same halachic day, so it's all one unit. Couldn't you make the same claim about Motzi Yom Tov? Yeah? Okay, what about the three-day svara? That doesn't seem to apply at all. What's the whole day, 3 days for based on? You view your whole life as oriented around Shabbat. There's pre-Shabbat time and post-Shabbat time. There's no reason in the world to think of 3 days after Sukkot as a significant unit. Right, everyone agree with that? Could there be some kind of parallel to the 3 days for? Yeah, Nate? Okay, very good. So Nate's right, that'd be pretty radical, right? What if I say, well, I view my whole life as oriented around Yom Tov, and therefore, I have halfway from Sukkot to Pesach, right? It seems pretty radical thought. But if we went to plug in the 3 days far, I guess that would be a way to do it. It seems pretty radical. Yeah, John.
So, if I extend Yom Tov to an Erev on Pesach till 10 o'clock, am I not allowed to eat chametz, even if it was brought back, it's still Yom Tov to me?
Well, I don't know why you focus on chametz, because what's the halacha till Havdalah? You're not supposed to eat anything till Havdalah. Correct? So it's not really about chametz.
Right.
And my grandfather used to have this interesting minhag. Did everyone have this minhag? On Motzi Pesach, he used to make Havdalah on beer. Anyone have that minhag? I guess you're kind of signifying that Pesach's really, really over. Okay, you ever see that? It was always funny because my father and I always had to stop at some bodega on the way home to pick up a beer. That's my memories of Pesach and my grandfather. Okay, yeah.
Did you say that Yom Tov we make a dish Yom Tov?
Yes.
So can't you do whatever you want because it's all about Zahor. So we can just.
No, but who's the we? That's a clever question. But who's the we in that context? We is the collective Am Yisrael.
Oh, so
right. So when Beitin makes a calendar.
Like a minute or something, and we all just decide we're
doing. Yeah, but I think it's very interesting you asked that, Jacob. I think that, you know, there's one brief aside about this. Okay, I think in our tradition, there's a certain pluralistic element in the sense that not everybody has to have the same psak. It is really okay if people have different psak and people have different minhagim. It sounds like one case where we're not so pluralistic, which makes a lot of sense, is the calendar. Okay, because it sounds like, what's a chag meant to be? A communal celebration that everybody has on the same day. Okay, unless you think that's obvious, like every religion would be like that, it's not true. If you ever study the history of Christianity, you know what happened to Christianity? Like some people, you know, at some point they moved, remember, from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, is that right? And which meant they moved 11 days, right? Or 13 days, what was it? 11 days? But if I recall correctly, who was it who didn't accept it? The Greek Orthodox. I think somebody didn't accept it, right? And then you'd have two different days for Christmas, right? Depending whether you made the 11-day move or didn't make the 11-day move. Okay, but in our tradition, we're very adamant that chagim have to always be, everyone has to have the same chag. You want to tell me a Gemara story that backs up what I just said? Where we're not pluralistic when it comes to chagim? Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Right, there was a famously debate about whether it was Rosh Chodesh or not. So it ended up that Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua were functioning with different calendars, right? Because one made it Rosh Chodesh and one did not. What did Rav Gamliel make Rav Yeshua do? Come to me on the day you think is Yom Kippur with your money belt and your walking staff, meaning I'm going to be very coercive, very authoritarian, right? There cannot be a second version of when Yom Kippur is. You have to have Yom Kippur the same day as us. So you could be critical of Rav Gamliel for being so authoritarian, but I think there is something to that no, this is not a case for pluralism. Right? You have to have one chag for Am Yisrael. Okay, Jacob Katz? So I think that's what's going on here. Right? Even though we create it, but we're not willing to have different versions of when Yom Tov is. Yeah. Take it? No. Okay, we're good? Everybody okay? All right, so let's go to Yom Tov. Let's go to source 11 and 12. Okay, so the Birkei Yosef was written by the Chida, Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai. Okay, he wrote a lot of Sfarim. This is commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Okay, I'm not even sure where this comes from. Mi sheshachach lahavdil b'motzi Yom Tov, yechol lahavdil kol ha-shavua. Interesting, what does he say? You have a week. I guess, what's the Sfarah? I guess you're somehow still post Yom Tov till the next holy day shows up. Okay, I mean, it's a little bit odd, like where that came from. Okay, I didn't even know this sheet existed till last night. But that seems to be the Birkei Yosef. Okay, that you did an extension for Yom Tov till the next Shabbat. However, let us go to the Minchas Chinuch. Really, before, okay, let's do the Minchas Chinuch. Remember, guys, Sefer HaChinuch is the work of the Middle Ages. What's unique about it, Sefer HaChinuch? It gives reason for every mitzvah, and how does it organize the mitzvah? Based on the parsha, very good. And then Rav Yosef Babad with this commentary called the Minchat Chinuch. Where's Joe Schnitzer when you need him? Okay, and what is unusual about the commentary, Minchat Chinuch? It's not really a commentary, it's really independent work. Okay, great. Let's see what Minchat Chinuch says. Vani mesupak, I am in doubt. Ki lo ra'iti mevuar adinim lo avdil motzi yom tov. Im yesh lo tashlumin. Ah, there's a tremendous amount of conversation about Motzei Shabbos. Somehow, early halakhic sources did not address Motzei Yom Tov. Bivadai, here we go, what you guys said, good story before, guys. Bivadai l'shita rasovim dafka yom echad, ma'avdil, tehavali Motzei Shabbos, imkein hu adin yom achar yom tov. What does he say according to the one-day svara? The one-day svara certainly should apply, shouldn't apply. Should apply. But that's the way we paskin. If you ever miss Havdalah Motzei Yom Tov, you got one day. Okay, he says the same svar of Hayom Holach HaHalayla applies just as much to Motzei Yom Tov as to Motzei Shabbat. Okay, great. Now that things are getting intriguing. V'ayin so perik nisha achsu begitin, v'rosh v'ran, shito inyin zeh, v'ayin evan ezer sim kulim dalav, v'chosh v'rish sovsun mim gimo. Ah, imkein efshe di Yom Tov yeshlo tashlumin, kol shen nikra, Achar Yom Tov. Where's he going? Maybe he's going to Nate Katz territory. What's he thinking now? If I go with a three-day svar, what would I have to figure out? Well, the three-day svar was based on what people would call Achar Shabbat, the post-Shabbat period. What would I now have to figure out? Well, what do people call Achar Yom Tov? What might be the equivalent? Maybe I should plug that in. Okay. V'tzarech ina l'poskim shelo katvu heichadin b'Yom Tov. He said, I don't know. No one's writing about it. Like, what would be the functional equivalent? What would be the Achar Yom Tov period? I'm going to be so radical as to say I have halfway between Sukkot and Pesach to say Havdalah. Okay, Vida. And I have to admit, I forgot to look this up. Did anybody get this far? Did we get to the first thing? I was the last source. Okay, let's look it up right now. Then would you know about this? Okay, one of the problems with Minchas Chinuch is he makes up his own Rosh Hashanah. He's a ton of Rosh Hashanah. You ever know about this book, the Otsar Rosh HaTevot? Let us see what Zion Pei actually stands for. I don't even take a stab what Zion Pei could be. I would have said like Zod Pei Rusho, but it doesn't really fit in here, so. Ah! Zep Pashul, what do you think about that? Yeah, Zep Pashul. Okay. Very exciting. What? Okay, Vida. The Zep Pashut. Oh, you're saying it's funny, you got it. Yeah, you're saying it. I should have said, oh, it's obvious what it is, right? Okay, that's really bad. That's a very bad rabbinic joke. Okay. Vida. AJ, you like that? You can go to Chinuch, AJ. Okay, Vida. The Zep Pashut. You can tell, that really separates the Mechanicha from not, if you like bad rabbinic humor. Av im nomar yesh lo zman aroch. Even if I say that I've got zman aroch, what if I go the extended time period? Ah, kigon. Look what he does, amazing. Tet vav l'rosh chodesh sham, demikwi achar yom tov. Wild, what's his suggestion? Maybe I don't have till Shabbos, I have. Till what? Yeah, rosh chodesh. There is a certain truth to that, like maybe, very interesting idea. Maybe Pesach permeates Nisan, and Sukkot permeates. It's a fascinating idea, because I also did not know till last night. Permeates Tishrei. So when am I in the post-Yom Tov period? Till the end of the month. Maybe that's what I should kick in. Okay, 1 second, David Lipschitz. Ah, Mikomakom, what's the simple thing? Kishahivdil b'Shabbos b'intayim v'ada yatsi li'hevdil Yom Tov. Ah, he makes a very sharp technical point. Why would this normally not come up? Let's say I say this with creative svar, that I'm in the post-Yom Tov period till the end of the month. Why would it normally not be relevant? What do you want to suggest? Let's say Pesach ends on Tuesday night. I forgot Havdalah. But what did I do 4 days later? I said Havdalah. And what's his claim? That Havdalah would also cover Yom Tov. Says that normally I would not have this extension, right? The extension would not be relevant because, but what emerges though, even according to Minchas Chinuch? What if somehow I'm really derelict? I'm very forgetful. Now that I miss Pesach, but I also miss Motzei Shabbos, right? At some point, maybe according to him, I really have Tzor Rosh Chodesh. Okay, I'm going to sum those here in a minute. Let's take the final comments. David Lipschitz.
I was going to say that the example of how it could, to explain how it permeates, is that during Nisan,
see, like not saying Tachman.
Yeah,
I thought it was a really interesting idea. I think you're listening to it. I think we relate to Chagim as like giving a texture to the month. Let me give you an example. Like, even though it's not true, but I'll say it anyway. Why is Cheshvan famously called Mar Cheshvan, even though it's not true? Because it doesn't have any holidays. In a certain sense, that the month's character in our calendar is a function of what Chagim are in there. Because it does to some degree permeate the month. Yeah. Hey, Zevi.
Is it possible that if he's applying the
3 day svar?
What?
If he's applying the 3 day svar, the Yom Tov.
Yeah, so he's applying the post Shabbos
yeah.
Until Wednesday. So he's saying that it's from the 15th until Rosh Chodesh. So isn't that implementing this idea incorrectly? Because we're not saying that you can go from Shabbos until the next Shabbos. We're saying it's from Shabbos until you're getting ready for the 3 Shabbos section of the week. So when do you have to say that? It's not up until Rosh Chodesh, it's up until the halfway or a couple of days before.
I think you'd have to say, Zeri, you might like it, but that what's defined as post Shabbos and post Yom Tov is not the same structure. Like, because Shabbos is so frequent, then we divide the world into pre and post. Since Yom Tov is very infrequent, so that it's not about pre versus post, it's just per se when you're still in the post Shabbos, Yom Tov aftermath. And you could quibble with that, you could say it's not a fair comparison at that point. But that's what I would say, that because Yom Tov is so infrequent, he moves to a different model of what post-Yom Tov means. That's a good question. Anybody else with a comment or question? Yeah, Aaron Priven. Okay, Aaron, can I say one last thing to you in front of everybody? Stop hanging out on the base every break. Like, go play basketball. Okay, okay, go ahead, Aaron. Yes, yes. Okay, here we go. Very good. Brief review, guys. Okay, if you left out Kiddush Friday night, what's the halacha? You say the next day. Which Kiddush do you say? Friday night Kiddush. But what would you still leave out? Excellent. Okay. What's the machlokas, Rambam, and Tur? Is that only Shogir even Mezid? What do we say that depends on? Is it Tashlumin or extended Chiyuv? Great. In Havdalah, what are the two Shitot? Either you have 1 day because of Yom HaLech HaLaila, or you have 3 days because of the post Shabbos period. Okay, you could ask the same question there. Is it Tashlumin or extended Chiyuv? Nafkamina by the reverse Rav Meir. What's the Nafkamina there? If you were an owner in Motzei Shabbos and the burial is only on Sunday, would you then be Chayav in Havdalah? Jacob Glassman made a great Lumdish move. What was Jacob Glassman's Lumdish move? That there's two layers. What's happening in the one day? In the one day, it's not Tashlumin. In the one day, it's extended Chiyuv. In the 3 days, that was very clever, it's Tashlumin. Okay, finally we have Motzei Yom Tov. What should happen in Motzei Yom Tov? Okay, so what is the, according to Minchas Chinuch, which svara certainly applies? No reason not to say Hayom Olech HaLaila. It's the exact same svara, Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Tov. However, the Minchas Chinuch gets more creative. What about the 3 day svara? So you could say that does not apply at all, which is, I think, the way we paskin. What does he suggest though? Very interesting svara. Maybe since the Chag permeates the month, you're in the post-Chag period till the end of the month. Why will it normally not be relevant, though? What do you say? Why practically will it normally not be relevant? Once you did Havdalah Motzei Shabbat, that's a two-for-one deal, and you fulfill your obligation. All right, guys. Everybody have a great Shabbos. Ashrei Yoshvei. Okay.